pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stroyan here.
DiLorenzo here.
Willis here.
Brown's here.
Magnata's here.
The minutes,
It's set in the pile in you.
I know, I have a set that I had marked up. Under zoning warehouse standards, which requires stormwater management, we know that. Just strike that end of the sentence, which requires stormwater management.
Sure.
On the 537, informational letters may be part of the plan.
Oh, yeah.
Not must be sent. We don't have a plan done, so that's given the impression that it's finished. Other than that, I don't have any other comments about the minutes on the last one. Being that it's a workshop, we don't vote on those anyway. Are you Samantha?
I am.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Okay. Do you want me to stand up?
If you would, by the microphone so that we can get you.
He can take the mic by you.
No problem.
You can move the mic back in the hall, back in the aisle a little if you like.
I'm happy to stand. So we did prepare just a short slide deck that goes over what I'd like to talk about tonight with you. But here's a hard copy as well. I am going to move this back just a little bit so I can see you all. So my name is Samantha McLean. I'm a senior community planner with Michael Baker International, but I'm really here tonight on behalf of a team of planners at Michael Baker. You all reached out to my colleague, Troy Truax, who's a senior planner and project manager. Unfortunately, he had a family conflict tonight, so I'm here on behalf of him and our team. But I'm based in the Allentown office of Michael Baker, so I'm the closest planner and would be working really closely with you as well as Troy. So on the next slide, just goes over what I'd like to talk about tonight. A little bit about our company, if you aren't familiar with us already, the services that we provide, our team's experience, and then of course, I'm sure you have questions for me, and then you know, I'd love to hear a little bit more about what you're looking for as well. So in terms of our company, are you familiar with Michael Baker at all? Okay, great. So on the next slide, we have a little bit about us. We're actually celebrating our 85th year. We were founded in 1940. We are a Pennsylvania-based organization headquartered in Pittsburgh, but with offices throughout the Commonwealth. We started as a small surveying and engineering firm, but we've really evolved into a full-service engineering and planning firm with 90 offices throughout the nation. So we bring this, you know, broad breadth of experience and subject matter expertise from all of our offices and our subject matter experts, but we are local. So as I mentioned, I'm based in Allentown. All the work I do is in the Commonwealth, specifically on the northeast and eastern part of the state. So while, you know, we're national, you're getting a local team that's familiar with Pennsylvania and with Pike County. But we also have a deep bench of planning practitioners in the Commonwealth. So we have over 14 AICP, so that's the American Institute of Certified Planners, AICP planners on board, ranging from folks like my colleague, Troy Truax, who has over 30 years of experience in planning, you know, senior planners like myself with around 15 years of experience, and then of course, junior planners who support our work as well. We also, because we're based in Pennsylvania, we are really deeply familiar with the Pennsylvania Municipalities Planning Code. So all of our work is with townships and boroughs and cities and towns that must comply with the MPC. So any of our zoning work, SALDO work, is, you know, first and foremost consistent with the MPC, and we have a lot of experience applying that. But we also, because we have a lot of different planners, we can provide the full spectrum of planning support. So my expertise is in land use, as is Troy's. He also has a lot of economic development experience, but we know that any planning, even a land use planning, a zoning, a Saldo type project, often interacts with transportation or maybe even you know, environmental planning. So we have kind of planners that specialize in those skill sets to support your work. So we would envision, if you were to work with us, that Troy and I would be your primary points of contact. We have a familiarity with the area, but that we would bring in other planners as needed, depending on the project that we're working on with you. And then finally, we do a lot of like projects that are just, you know, like a zoning update or a Saldo update or a comprehensive plan update. But we also have supported municipalities in terms of our on-call support. This was our bread and butter with our company for, you know, over 60 years. We started doing municipal planning support, about 20 years into our company. And we really are able to offer a flexible approach. So there might be times or years, depending on your workload, where you need a team that's going to be an extension of your staff and of your commission, and really here kind of on a regular basis with you. There might be other times where you need to bring us in for a very specific project, and we can kind of cater our work orders with you depending on what you need. It's not just like a one-size-fits-all approach. So in the next slide, the next two slides, we have a little bit of the services that we provide. So starting with long-range planning, I do a lot of comprehensive planning work in particular, but we also kind of work down the spectrum. So working on neighborhood plans, corridor plans, or even site-specific master plans. So we've worked with municipalities and developers kind of on a specific site to understand what can be done there and then cater a text amendment to that site. We also provide kind of economic development planning, transportation, safety analysis, outdoor recreation, and then hazard mitigation planning in terms of the long-range planning. In terms of land use regulations, zoning and Saldo, of course, are the backbone to that. Not only do we do complete full rewrites of zoning ordinances, but we also do very specific text amendments or map amendments depending on the need of the community. But we also offer kind of zoning and land development review. So you have a project that comes in, we would review it as a staff, provide a letter of recommendation to your commission, and be available for any questions as well. Part of our zoning offerings is that we are familiar with both, you know, a traditional Euclidean zoning ordinance and then also form-based ordinances, which, you know, consider less about use and more about the form and character of an area. That's not appropriate everywhere. We know that. So we kind of use a hybrid approach when working with communities. If there's a specific corridor that requires like a heightened level of design standards, or maybe you're looking at a property where it can accommodate like a variety of housing types, we might consider and talk to you about like a form-based approach in addition to use. So that's just something that we are familiar with and can apply depending on the needs. And then also, we are familiar with the emerging land uses and issues in zoning. Troy Truax actually chairs the Planning Officials Committee for the American Planning Association of Pennsylvania, and I sit on our Professional Development Committee, so we're always looking at kind of like the latest and greatest in terms of what's coming out and what municipalities are facing and how they're tackling that with ordinances. In terms of the Saldo, it's pretty similar. We can rewrite an entire Saldo, but we can also make very specific edits depending on what's in your comprehensive plan, and then provide any review letters on land development or subdivision applications. On the next slide, it's kind of more of the supporting topics, which we would bring in, you know, our planners, but then we also work very closely with engineers and environmental scientists. So I know you're looking for a planning consultant, but sometimes this work bleeds into other professions, and we have that team to support it. So we can offer support in terms of any feasibility studies, in terms of looking at site conditions, market analyses, various impact analyses. But we also provide kind of engineering support around transportation, safety, traffic impact studies, et cetera. And then we have a lot of civil engineers that specialize in stormwater, wastewater, which definitely interacts with your zoning ordinance in Saldo. On the next slide, just want to explain a little bit more about our experience. Right now, we are providing over 14 different services with over 23 municipalities in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure we missed some on the list. On the last page of your slide deck, I don't have it on the slide because it would be way too small. It's actually kind of way too small on this page, but this is just kind of a matrix that shows the municipalities that we're working with and the different services that we provide. This is just to say that it's not like we're coming here to you today and saying we can do zoning in Saldo. We can really support whatever you're looking for, which will change most likely, you know, throughout the years. You know, some of these offerings, as I mentioned, we can review your land use regulations. We can present our recommendations at public meetings, such as this one, provide technical review, support some of the great work that you're doing already in terms of your looking at data centers and the warehouse ordinance, along with a lot of other services. On the next page, I just want to call out, as I mentioned, you know, we are based in Allentown, but we do a lot of work in the Pike County area. We recently completed the Pike County Comprehensive Plan with Pike County Planning and Mapping. Right now we're actually working on another comprehensive plan with another township, Dingman Township. So we have that long-range planning experience in the county and are very familiar with some of the challenges and opportunities that exist in rural townships. But we also have a lot of experience in terms of supporting the transportation side of things. So we are the on-call planning consultant for the Northeastern Pennsylvania Alliance, the MPO, NEPA. And we work on their long-range transportation plan, their active transportation plan, and then support various studies that come out of that. Right now I know we're working on like the Route 2001 study. That's my colleague Brian Funkhauser that does a lot of that work. And he also completed the Milford Borough traffic parking and complete streets analysis. But to kind of bring it home a little bit to like the on-call planning services on the next slide, it's just an example of one community that we're working with right now, Economy Borough. They're in Western Pennsylvania, but this is just a list of some of the kind of top of mind things that have come out of their planning commission that they brought to us to work on. So. We go to their meetings every month. We write and we review the applications. We write recommendations or are there to support the conversation. But we also write specific amendments to their zoning depending on what they're looking for. So in their case, it was looking at like a beekeeping ordinance, a food truck ordinance, you know, looking at grading, the nonconformities article, and updating their sign ordinance to make sure that it aligns with the Supreme Court kind of guidance in terms of content neutral sign regulations. On the next slide, a lot of what I presented to you tonight is, you know, me presenting as a professional planner and the services that we provide, working with communities throughout the Commonwealth. But something we also bring is kind of, while we are consultants, we have a variety of backgrounds. So a lot of us have been public sector employees working for townships or towns throughout the Commonwealth. And while we are no longer in those roles, we understand what it's like to be on your side of the table. And then also some of us are very active in our commissions and boards in our own hometowns. So I serve on my zoning hearing board, so I'm very familiar with the cases that come into our board and what we see on a regular basis. Troy Truax heads up his planning commission. So we see things from multiple perspectives and always bring that to the table in our work. Next slide, I think. Yeah, so that was kind of it in terms of a little bit about us, but I'm sure you probably have questions for me and I'm happy to answer them. And if I'm not able to answer them, I'll certainly get back to you and after consulting with my colleagues. And then I'd also love to learn a little bit more about what you're looking for from a consultant. So some questions I had were just about, you know, I know data centers, warehouses, some of that is very kind of top of mind and a priority for you, but are there other zoning or land use priorities that are on your agenda? You know, we have reviewed your comprehensive plan. We see, you know, recommendations in there around housing, around looking at signage, et cetera. So if there's, you know, that might cover it, but if there's anything else that we should know, we'd love to hear that. And then just a little bit about how you would envision working with a consultant and the role that we would play as a partner to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen?
Very nice program.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, just the standard questions. I mean, you know, are you going to do most of you? Are you guys prefer to do it like in person, or would you be traveling here, or what?
Yeah,
is it going to be through Zoom? Is there kind of communication is available?
Sure. So that's really up to you. You know, this we would envision this as an on-call, you know, contract where maybe there's a specific work order, and then we would share, okay, based on what your needs are, here's what we think it might cost, and then we would negotiate depending on, like, you know, if we think it's going to cost you or take four meetings and they should be in person, we'll let you know. But then if you see that and you say, okay, this is a little bit more than we're wanting to invest right now, then we can talk about, you know, does it make sense to move any of those meetings, you know, virtual? I think a lot can be done virtually. However, whatever you're looking at, like, you know, a map together or kind of working out certain issues, sometimes it is helpful to be in person. So we would let you know what, you know, our recommendation is. But of course, you know, you all have recommendations too. So if doing something virtually is not going to be, we're not going to get participation from you as much as we would in person, then that's not going to be helpful for us. So it's kind of a case by case. But in terms of communication, like, you know, we do have, I see you have Zoom, but, you know, we have Microsoft Teams as well. We have worked with municipalities before where we set up a shared kind of SharePoint site. So in terms of documents, it's on in one place. It's visible to everyone. You can comment on documents without needing any special software or anything that keeps that collaboration going kind of between meetings if needed.
So, is there going to be one planner that is assigned to us that understands our situation fully, or are we getting passed around? Or
no, so Troy Truex and I would be your points of contact. Most likely I would work, Troy Truex would most likely serve as the project manager, an advisor for the project. He's based out of Harrisburg, so we also want to be cognizant and, you know, use your resources wisely. So if needed in terms of in person, there's some opportunities where he would come in person as well, but most likely, you know, it would be me. But we would be working very closely together. And then in terms of, like, if it's a specific, you know, topic where we need to bring in our, you know, Brian Funkhauser, who is our transportation planner, who knows the NEPA region well, we would work with him kind of offline, you know, on our own time, kind of pick his brain, understand, and bring his comments to you. If needed, if we think it's best to have, you know, one of those subject matter experts in person, we would discuss that with you, but we would want to have a constant kind of representation in front of you and Troy and me.
They're available to you, not necessarily with fee to us until it's appropriate. Is that what you're telling me?
They would be part of the work order that we would put together based on what you're looking for. So I believe my colleague Troy provided kind of a rate schedule of senior planner, project manager, junior planner. So, for example, I'm a senior planner, but so is Brian. So we would...
Right, but do you give a proposal for each item that you're working on? Is that what you're...
Yeah, so it's not a full-blown proposal, but it would be a cost proposal and scope of work. But
an estimate, more or less?
Yes. Okay. It would be like a not-to-exceed type of contract.
Figure not-to-exceed, and that would have a time limit on it then?
It would.
Okay. Do you offer... grant writing advice or grant writing capabilities?
Thank you for bringing that up. Yep, that's something that I should have put in the slide deck. We do. So I've supported municipalities on specifically DCED, the Department of Community and Economic Development of the Commonwealth. There are grants that they offer, there are MAP grants. Troy has a team that focuses on more of the transportation grants. So we do have that experience and have been very successful actually recently in obtaining funding for a municipality's comprehensive plan, which I know is not a priority for you right now since you recently completed it. But we also received funding for kind of an in-depth village study in a township in Bucks County. So we do have that experience.
And your fees come out of the grant? Or do you pay, charge the fees and then charge it back?
So we've written them as standalone work orders that would be paid in before the grant award would mm-hmm. be known. Sometimes okay. we're not sure when that.
Well, no, I understand. That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
And then do you take your fee out of the grant? Is that included in your grant proposal?
So I guess it would depend on the project.
Because you'd actually be applying for your own money.
Yes.
Is ultimately what's happening here. That's what I'm asking.
Yes. So with the municipality that we worked with, that we obtained a comprehensive plan, a grant for a comprehensive plan on, we are the chosen firm for that comprehensive plan as well. We received a fee to write the grant itself, and then you know a separate agreement for the comprehensive plan.
So the grant reimbursed the municipality for your fees?
That was not included in the grant itself. That was part of the operating.
It doesn't come out that way. That's why I'm asking the question.
That's why I said it bluntly.
That's why I'm asking.
It was not, the amount that the municipality paid us came out of their operating budget. Yep. It was not out of the grant.
It's a fee they pay and doesn't come out of the grant. Then they get paid after that.
Yes.
So then your proposal for the grant would be for yourselves to do, whether it was a comprehensive plan or a rewrite or mm-hmm. whatever, then that would state your fee and that would be the end game then, right?
We cost it out according to the scope of work that needs to be included. And a lot of times those estimates are kind of based on what we know as a level of effort that's needed.
But you're not.
It sounds to me like there's the fee to write the application, and then there's the fees for the project after that.
That's right. That's what I'm getting at. That's right. And
that's it for a couple different reasons, sometimes because of grant requirements, but then also depending on the scale of the project, depending on your municipality's regulations, like that municipality for the comp plan needed to put that out to bid. They could not use us without a public process.
Okay.
So that's why that was
it's more for clarification than
right.
Of course.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand how it works. That's right. So you write a grant, you're awarded for a comprehensive plan. You don't run over the grant amount with your billing. Once we come into that, then we're locked into the amount of money. What I'm asking, there's money on the front end. Is there money on the back end too?
So let's just give an example. I'm throwing a number out there. Let's say it's 5,000. Once again, don't quote me on the number.
Yeah, no, I
know. It depends on who's writing it. But let's say it's 5,000 to write the grant. You submit that in September. Sometimes this year you don't sometimes find out until like later next year, right? So we find out in June of next year. You get awarded, we wrote the grant for a $100,000 comprehensive plan, let's say. A lot of times there's a match, right? So 50 of that, you know, is the grant, 50 of that is your municipality, but the total sum of that project is $100,000. If you go to us and say, write us a scope where you're doing the entire work, we would write it for, you know, if we think it's $100,000, which we would, because we wrote the grant, that would be our proposal, and that would be the not to exceed amount in that contract, and we would not go over it. Of course, if there's something that emerges from the comprehensive plan that
requires an extra level of effort that was not in the original scope of work, we would have a discussion about, you know, whether that means a supplement or something like that. But that's pretty rare, and only in, you know, extreme circumstances. We would never charge over, you know, because it took us longer than we thought it was going to take us. It's
well, that's what not to exceed means,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And you're currently working for Dingman Township?
We are.
And how long have you been working for Dingman
Township? We started working with Dingman in August of this year. Okay. So we're about a third of the way through their process. Mm-hmm. And we're working with that project. It's with the township itself and then also with Pike County Planning and Mapping because they receive a grant through the county. So we're working with Brian Snyder and then Sue Nicolak.
Any other questions?
Yeah. looking at the fee, first of all, travel time.
Mm-hmm.
You got the current IRS rate for mileage and tolls of cost. Mm-hmm. Is that also have an hourly charge?
So travel time, like if it took me an hour to get here, that would be an hour at the rate of the planner that's attending. So in my case, it would be a senior planner. That is an hour of the planner's time. In terms of the mileage and tolls, like once we understand the you know who's going to be coming and what's needed, we would give you a specific amount. So you're not just looking at a number. It would be like a specific amount. If we know it's only going to be me, we'd be able to give you a specific estimate for what we call other direct costs. So in my case, no tolls, but mileage. And definitely not lodging because I'm close.
Okay. Okay. And then this next question would be, let's say we are having a public meeting and you have public engagement specialist here.
Yes.
If we had to have the public engagement specialist and you out to take care of that meeting, that would be the two charges together.
Good question on that. So we do have public engagement specialists that are more, they help us with our materials. So if we're designing boards or, you know, need handouts or something like that, they would not be here in person, you know, presenting. So they're kind of much like the other planners that we bring in kind of on our team to prepare for something. You wouldn't have to have two of us here unless you're anticipating a large meeting, you know, in which case I would most likely bring my junior planner who's in Allentown rather than the public engagement specialist.
That's more like your support group that you know.
Exactly, yeah.
But each time you go to the support group, we pay the price that's on here for that person doing the work for that amount of time.
Yes. And you would know that prior to you know, us starting the work. We always, there's always what we, you know, we present what we think is the level of effort is going to take. And then of course we're open to negotiation because we've also found that, you know, we can provide you, you know, anything you're looking for. We can provide the full gamut. And then you might see them and say, you know what, we can take on this. You know, as a commission, we can take on this part. We want you to stay focused on this part. And then that helps you kind of use your resources, you know, wisely, but we'll give you everything at first and then negotiate it from there.
What is the role of a contract administrator?
Yes, my next question.
Yes. So our contract administrator is kind of our administrative assistant. So in terms of like any time, you know, there's a work order contract that's signed, it's, you know, support that they provide. Sometimes, I know for me, a lot of the projects I work on, I don't use a contract administrator, I do it all. However, and I forget what her rate is, but that's sometimes not cost beneficial to you all. If you wanna, you know, maybe a senior planner using that time on a contract, like doing administrative tasks, isn't worth that rate. So that's why we have a contract administrator, a secretary who can support the effort without kind of the higher rate.
Okay.
You mean like making copies to plans or whatever that you're bringing to us?
Making copies, preparing kind of the agreement language, things like that.
And all these things are outlined speculation on your proposals for a project?
Yes. So what we've done with other municipalities is we have a general agreement.
Good holiday.